Okay, we just need to get to the water park without having an accident.
Give it back!
Mom, Bobby took my iPad. Stop touching me!
If you can relate, then we recommend a visit to your local Audio Express.
At Audio Express, we carry everything needed to quiet down the kids on those quick trips around town and those long out-of-town road trips.
Like our top-selling 11.2-inch drop-down screen with built-in DVD and matching headphones, now just $199.
Or step up to our big 13.2-inch drop-down. You save a whopping $200 when you take advantage of our new limited-time low price of just $399.
How about a new Kenwood stereo with all the latest features like Bluetooth, music streaming, and satellite radio inputs starting as low as $159 installed.
I am so glad I went to Audio Express. The kids are so happy, and I love my new sound and features.
See our ad in the Riverfront Times and check out AudioExpress.com for special web-only coupons on the location nearest you.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM. Tease Farms, locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley. It's the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, are you thinking about growing your own vegetables?
I've done that in the past.
Stop buying your plants and flowers at the big box stores who know nothing about growing throbbing vegetation. Mm. Seriously, stop it.
Okay.
But like me and the people who take care of my lawn, check out Tease Farm and Greenhouses for all your gardening and yard needs. It's Tease Farm, the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley. Support the sponsors. Support the sponsors. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's a very important thing to do. Give your yard some pizzazz.
International soccer is returning to St. Louis August 1st when Liverpool, YNWA, as you call them, Doug, takes on AS Roma at Busch Stadium. Tickets are now on sale at cardinals.com/soccer. That's cardinals.com/soccer. St. Louis soccer fans will not want to miss this exciting match between these two historic clubs. This is a wonderful opportunity for soccer fans to see two of the most renowned teams in the world play in a ballpark that has proven to be ideal for world-class soccer. This will be the fifth soccer match Busch Stadium's hosted since 2013. Over 48,000 fans packed the ballpark in April 13 to watch English Premier League clubs Manchester City and Chelsea meet for a club friendly.
Well, let's not say friendly.
That's what the copy says.
Have to say friendly. How about a practice game? Practice game.
I mean, it's what the copy says.
All right.
What do you want me to do? Not say what
the copy says? Go ahead and read the copy. There's just some vernacular I'd like to see altered in soccer. That's all.
Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. Last night in Memphis, Jeremy Hazelbaker, who was a star in the month of April for the Cardinals, was not happy with a pitch thrown at him, and it led to a brawl that wasn't just between Hazelbaker and the pitcher. It was between both the Memphis Redbirds and the New Orleans
Zephyrs.
Yes.
Sure, Zephyrs.
And that thing went for a couple of minutes, and they were scrapping all over the place.
Huh.
Pushing and shoving. Everybody was out there near a dugout. Hazelbaker was mad as the Dickens.
I saw him stomping around. I didn't see any punches thrown, but the video was from very far away, so there could have been some thrown in the melee.
What is a Zephyr? There used to be Zephyr gas stations. But I don't know what a Zephyr is.
Yeah, if you're playing the alphabet game on vacation, you'd always want to see a Zephyr gas station. You get that
right.
Z, and then you win.
Yeah.
You'd be checkmate.
Uh-huh.
I say that to Danny. Checkmate.
Did you? You beat
I'm going to say it's a type of balloon, but let me look.
Type of balloon?
You know, like, you know, that
a Zeppelin.
Traveling.
It's
like a Zeppelin.
It sounds
Zeppelin.
Like some kind of star or something to me.
Yes, so Jeremy Hazelbaker, mad as the Dickens last night and scrapping.
Zephyr is a slight, gentle breeze, or a fine cotton gingham.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Blowing like a jasmine in my mind.
Nice. There you are.
Mm-hmm. Really nicely done. Is it Seals?
I don't know.
Is that Seals?
I believe so, but I don't know the year, Tim. I would something in the 70s.
God, I'm going to go 72?
Sounds about right.
The studio could
use Plowshark, could you look up Seals and Croft? Summer breeze and give me a year.
He's not in there, but I'm sure he
Perfect.
Will. I wish there was a Zephyr in here. Gentle breeze right now would be nice.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like what you'd want to name your team, though. A gentle breeze? You want something also violent for your team name, don't you?
What about a, it's also a fine cotton gingham?
What the hell is that? A shirt? What's a fine cotton gingham?
It's a fabrique.
We just keep opening more questions. What is a fine cotton gingham?
It's a fabric.
72.
Shipped it. Shipped it. Shipped it. Shipped it. So you're going to name your baseball team after a fabric?
They are the New Orleans Fabrics or the New Orleans Gentle Breezes.
What was the song Summer Breeze about? I'm reading the lyrics right now. I mean, is it as simple as these guys really enjoyed a breeze, or is there more going on there?
I think maybe they just had a nice melody, and they needed some words, and they needed another song, and so they just said anything.
See the curtain hanging in the window.
Da ba da ba da ba da 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 ba da.
Da da da. Breeze. Da 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 da. Something about the jasmine in my mind. Da da da.
Right there, that was the key, right?
I think
there.
It just means going to a comfortable riff? Place riff? In your mind.
So that's why I think it might be about the drugs, and I don't want to talk about it to influence the kids to do the drugs.
Right, yeah, low key that.
Okay. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. There's something about jasmine. Maybe this was some road whore he met in Canada.
I don't think so. Isn't that a flower?
Summer breeze. July is dressed up and playing her tune. Now, July, could that be a road whore as well?
I don't think so.
Somebody like in the Bay Area,
a
hippie named herself after a month and thought it meant she was new age. That's what I think is going on.
Well, it could be. I don't think so.
You know, a lot of those rock bands had seamstresses that traveled with the...
Penny Lane.
Right, and they were... they were ladies looking for love in some cases. Yeah.
I'm a simple seamstress. Looking everywhere for a job. Oh, good. I found one with a rock band.
Tiny Dancer. She was a seamstress for the band.
Doug, Derek Gould wants to call in and correct us.
All right. Hello, Gouldsy.
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, we're fine.
You're not listening to this show, are you?
Sounds like you're launching a rocket from Mission Control. Nope, that'll
gone.
Do it.
Yep.
Gotta get the rocket in orbit.
Should have checked the O-rings. Too soon.
Anyway, back to Seals and Croft.
Okay.
So there was an explanation aside from what I read about the definition of Zephyr.
Yeah, we were wrong. And we might be wrong on this. I mean, maybe Summer Breeze is just really about a breeze, but I have a tough time buying into that.
Well, the Webster Dictionary is very similar. Breeze from the west, gentle breeze, any of various lightweight fabrics.
Oh, is that the gingham?
I can't believe you'd name your club after a lightweight fabric. I just don't think you'd do that.
And then we had an answer. We had a correction, and Gould apparently was busy with Mission Control.
Right. He's back again.
They stopped the launch.
Derek, are we clear?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, not sure what happened there. It switched over to another phone call. So sorry about that, guys.
No problem. We're just glad that you're listening and you're engaged as our audience.
Yeah, no, I just got back from the red eye from the Pacific Northwest there and was listening to your earlier show, and you guys were talking about the Zephyrs, which is the team I grew up with in Colorado, the Denver Zephyrs. And they were named for, like you guys said, a westerly wind, which comes out of the mountains, a Zephyr. That's what they call it. Oh. And also for the train that took people to the west. It was the Zephyr. So that's where they got their name. They were the Denver Bears, and they were renamed as the Zephyr. When they went to New Orleans, they kept the name because the Zephyr was a very famous roller coaster down there and on the lake shore. It was the Zephyr. They had a big amusement park there. It's no longer there. But they had this huge amusement park, and the very famous ride and roller coaster was the Zephyr.
Yeah, but
now they are going to replace the name with awful stuff. So they're going to rename it, and like King Cakes, Baby Cakes, all types of weird names. They're going
I like Baby Cakes, the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
The crawfish, the crawdad. I don't know. They got a whole bunch of. They got seven finalists for the names, and they're all pretty awful.
You know, as I understand it. The whole melee started because Hazel Baker started saying, you're named after a lightweight fabric, and they didn't like it. They said, no, it's
no, train. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, they're like, no, it's a roller coaster. And he said, go back to Denver. And they said, we like New Orleans. You're right. That's exactly probably how it started.
We could name a team here the St. Louis Screaming Eagles after our famous roller coaster. That wouldn't be bad.
Nice, Doug.
That would be good. Maybe that's the new soccer team's name.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The Screaming Eagles.
I would say something that's more local. They use syringes or something. Oh.
Maybe if the Raiders move here, the NFL let us change the name from the Raiders to the Screaming Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles probably have an issue with that.
But spent shells.
Yeah, but it's different. It's screaming.
Yeah, I mean, there's White Sox and Red Sox and baseball.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh, that's right.
No further questions. You may step
St. Louis
down.
Urine puddles.
No.
Summer breeze.
Thank you, Derek.
I just thought I'd call and help.
It was nice information.
Close to my heart. Yeah.
Thank you,
close
Derek.
To my heart.
Thank
Anything
you,
on Seals and Croft and Summer Breeze? We're debating that as well. Kind of got two parallel topics.
No, very good. I'm enjoying it. I'll go back to listening now.
Okay.
No,
thank you,
Goldsy.
Very cool. Just calling it. Correcting us on this. It's good. That was good information.
That was. And this is a show for beat writers. You know, beat writers of various beats. Listen in.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube and the Lynch Mob is jacking for beats. Think about it. Afraid of nothing. Straight Jack. Straight Jack. Mm-hmm.
So are we going to see a good, solid downward plane tonight from Waka?
I would think. That's really all we can think of to talk about when Waka pitches is the downward plane. Apparently he's the only pitcher in baseball who's 6'5 or taller.
The only one.
Doug Truman's is home with a $7.95 lunch special, including the best family recipe tuna fish sandwich in town. Now, if you go in there and you say free dotum, you get 10% off. Would you do that?
Really? Well, sure, to save a buck. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's fraudulent.
That is kind of fraudulent.
Wouldn't
a little
be
hypocrisy.
Fraudulent, no.
Because you're staunchly against
no.
this movement.
I walk in and say, boy, there's one thing I'll never do, and that's free dotum. Oh. 10% off.
Interesting. I wonder how Brad and everybody at Truman's would handle that. That is very.
I would expect 10% off.
Truman's and Solar is a perfect place to be for Cardinal baseball. Their covered patio is perfect for watching the game on their huge outdoor TVs. It's where we were for the 10th anniversary post party. Plus, if you need a ride to the ballpark, take their free shuttle down to the game. Truman's and Soulard, your neighborhood bar, 1818 Sydney Street, or TrumansSoulard.com. It's Truman's in Soulard. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. A few topics today. Jeremy Hazelbaker and the Memphis Redbirds fighting the New Orleans Zephyrs over the team name. Six players ejected, three on each side. Also, Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze. What is that song really about? Is diet soda healthy for you? People are arguing in the text inbox over that. And
healthy. Boy, there's nothing that tastes better than a Diet Coke, though. When I was hooked on Diet Coke, I might as well have been a heroin junkie.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't get enough. I would drink as much Diet Coke as I could get my hands on in any given day. I would put my mouth under a spigot and just let it flow. I mean, I was so hooked on Diet
Coke. Can you imagine if you had that in Club Crackers?
Oh, I had that many, many times. I was in heaven.
Is that euphoria?
Yeah. Boy, I had about a 10-year period there, but I was just completely drunk on Diet Coke. And talk to a lot of other people who are addicted to it, too. And then when you get off it, you get these headaches, and it's just awful.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I finally got off it, I stopped cold turkey. I had a week and a half, 2 weeks where I've never felt worse in my life. Massive migraine headaches, stomach aches. And then it went away, and now the thought of drinking another
And you
soda,
found yourself...
You don't drink sodas at all anymore?
Uh-uh.
No. At all? Like ever, ever, ever?
No.
Like I hardly do... But, like, on a cheat day, we hit Steak and Shake after the Wiffle Ball tournament. God, I was so effing hungry. And I just pawned. God only knows how many calories I ingested. But I had diet caffeine-free Coke at, like, 8 o'clock and had, like, three of them.
It tastes great, doesn't it? It
yeah,
really does taste
But, I mean, I'm good with water. Especially,
yeah, I am
you know,
too.
Once you read up on this crap, it's tough to, you know, do it because you're like, oh, I'm damaging myself. Why would I damage myself?
I realized what I was really addicted to was just going into QT and talking to a few people and grabbing the soda and getting ice.
Kind of like walking into the men's card room?
And then,
wrong
I don't
with
know.
You?
And then drinking and having something to do with my hands and then chomping on the ice. And that's really what I was. It's like a lot of smokers are addicted to getting the pack and playing with the cigarette and lighting the match and having something in their hands. That has a lot to do with the addiction. It's just having something to do with your hands. And I think that's had a lot to do with my Coke addiction. It was just something to be doing.
Do you ever find yourself down and out in a bad part of town in the soda aisle at some broken-down convenience store drinking from the spigot?
Well, some press boxes, I would just literally lean under the spigot and just let the Diet Coke flow. I couldn't get enough of it. I could not get enough.
I'm glad you're okay, Doug.
I don't even want to think how much money I spent on Diet Cokes during that period of time.
I mean, they're more expensive things to be addicted to. So, you know, like even if you're on a Diet Coke bender, you're talking, what, $3-4?
Oh, there were days I spent considerably more than $3 or $4 in Diet Coke. It's just such a stupid way to spend your money. And you add that up over, you know, every day over the course of years, and you don't even want to know what it adds up to. And it's just a stupid way to spend. I'd have been better off buying lottery tickets.
I'm glad you're okay, Doug.
Yeah, it was a dark period.
Do you ever
in my
find
life.
Yourself just going into the convenience store now and talking and doing the same things without?
Now I get the Arnold Palmer,
and it's the same high of talking to your fellow convenience store.
When I wake up in the morning, I just kind of need to see other people just to kind of wake up a little bit.
Really?
I kind of do.
Boy, I dread talking to people in the morning.
I don't.
At that hour?
I don't dread talking to people. No.
At that hour?
At any hour.
I like talking to people. But when you get up in the morning, you go in, you just want to get your gas, your Red Bull, whatever.
Well, I'm not saying I sit there and talk for 30 minutes to people. But
what kind of things do you say?
Just to kind of wake up a little.
What kind of things do you say? I'm just.
What do you say?
Hey, how are you, fellow? Hello, guy. Hello, gal. Those kind of things.
And that makes you feel very good.
Tough game for the Cardinals last night, huh?
Yeah, short little conversations. I'm not saying it makes me feel good. It just kind of gets me awake a little bit. Right. That's just me.
And then people know who you are, so they go, "You going to bring us home a winner tonight?"
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Tell them good luck.
Tell them they do say that.
Doug, this is Timmy the Tickler.
Hello, Timmy.
Hey, Doug. Do you realize the things that you say on air?
Like what? What's got you bugged?
I want to put my mouth under a spigot and just let it drain.
Yeah, with Diet Coke, yep.
I mean, you wonder why you get these texts. You're just setting yourself up for that.
For what? What, you've never had a Diet Coke?
I want to set my mouth under a spigot and just let it flow.
Yeah, for Diet Coke. Well, what else would you be thinking about? Maybe it's just your dirty mind. You ever think that might be the problem?
You know what the real problem is, Doug?
What?
I called into this very show and tried to be friends with you, and you rejected me.
Well,
and now that I'm friends with Tim, you just want to suspend me in your stupid book.
Yep.
And you know what? You're jealous. So I hope
jealous
next time
of what?
You're jealous of me and Tim's friendship.
Yeah, I kind of sense that too.
Yeah, I don't want you getting too close to him.
Yeah, the next time somebody calls into an AM radio show and wants to be your friend, what are you going to do?
Well, it depends on if they're vile or not. I'm not interested in having vile friends. Every time they hear something, they equate it to something nasty, filthy.
Don't you need those kind of friends, though?
No, I don't.
You don't think those friends are kind of funny? You're friends with Tim. He's kind of vile.
Yeah, I'm a big pervert.
Well, not in the vile way that you are, no.
You don't think there's anything to it that you see Timmy the Tickler and Timmy being fast friends and going out together and shopping at the mall together, and you're like, why isn't that me?
I'm very jealous of your shopping excursions.
I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah, and I'm friends with Tim on Snapchat, and you're just so jealous.
Yeah, don't be jealous.
Doug, how come you're not friends with him on Snapchat?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pressed for time.
You
sound like you're a fascinating guy, though.
Oh, I am, Doug. You want to hang out sometime?
No.
Too bad.
No, I'm not.
Because I don't want to hang out with you.
Okay.
It was a trick question.
Well, then we won't have any issues.
Ooh, bait and sweet. Bait and sweet.
He put the cheese right out there, and you went for it, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really dying to
hang
out with
you. Why are you so jealous? Why are you so jealous?
I'm not jealous.
You're definitely jealous.
Okay. All right, you got me. I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Doug is throwing in the towel.
Because you're Facebook friends with Tim. That was the last straw for me. That's it. I can take a lot, but I can't take that.
I tried to add you on Facebook. Why haven't you added me, Doug?
Well, why do you think?
I don't know.
Because you're vile. You're a vile man.
Define vile, because I call in and talk about porn stars and erections and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, if that's vile, then like 90% of people in the world are vile.
No, I don't think so.
How did you get to talk to your kids?
How did I get to talk to them?
Yeah, well, he's the dad, so he kind of gets that right.
Yeah, but I want to know what you said to them.
What'd you say to your kids, Doug?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I say to my kids. Why would you deserve that? Why should I do that?
Well, it's not just me. You're telling everybody on the radio.
Yeah, well, why would I do that exactly?
What do you tell your boys about this jealousy thing that you have?
Yeah, so when you told them, like, a person loves a woman, did you tell them that their penis gets hard as an erection?
Put him down! Put him down!
I would have preferred we stay on the jealousy thing.
Yeah. Timmy
really
the Tickler
didn't really need to hear that.
Has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into my stupid little book, also known as the Llewellyn's Pub Suspension Logule. It is leather-bound. It is handsome.
Guys, that was a strong, strong call. That comes from the 815. Where's the 815? 816 is Kansas City.
Strong call is a terrible call.
Guys, whenever Timmy the Tickler calls, my iPhone gets cold sores. Thanks. The Bounce House Man Blouse.
It's a terrible caller.
Hey, Doug, the firing went pretty smooth, actually, just like that ass of yours. Thanks, White Collar Gangster. Man, White Collar Gangster.
He's vile. White Collar Gangster's been suspended.
He's the gentleman lover of Townie.
I don't care. White Collar Gangster's been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, thanks, Llewellyn's, for the logule.
Gateway Buick GMC knows that summer's heating up, but unfortunately that means so is your vehicle. Notice that?
No. Yeah.
Gateway Buick GMC is offering an AC special for as low as $39.95 and Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Their service department's offering road hazard protection free with every tire purchase. Free with every tire purchase. Did you know that Gateway Buick GMC is one of the only places that offers meet or beat tire pricing? Book right online your service appointment at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call Gateway Service Experts directly at 314-895-1600. That's 314-895-1600. Gateway Buick GMC, new cars, used cars, and an incredible service department with 38 service bays. I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at St. Louis Buick GMC. Hey guys, since Tim is pro vacation and since said girl is looking at going to Spain for a week, why don't we start a GoFundMe account to get the Plowhawk over to Spain with said girl? Well, I bet we could raise the money if push really came to shove. Plow Royal, would you be interested in this?
It's a great gesture. No, sorry, Tim, I'm getting on the appropriate headphones. I would be interested. The problem is I think she wants to do this solo. I think if you read about it more, it's not just like a vacation. It's like
a spiritual
journey, I think it is.
And she wants to do this on her own where she can find herself.
Yeah, exactly.
In the arms of another guy.
Okay, Kat. I think you went a little too far on that, but I love you, so I'm going to ignore it.
I just went for the joke.
If they want to start a GoFundMe account, I mean, we're going to San Francisco in September, so.
I don't think they even take those for just vacations. Don't you have to have a legitimate cause to get
I think Weezer got his taken down for the AVNs with him, Timberfake, and Larry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't think they raise money just for people's
vacations.
I don't
know. I think if you look at those GoFundMes, they're pretty sketchy. So you can just make up a reason, I would imagine. But yeah. I appreciate the gesture. I think I'm going to sit the Spain one out. However, the San Francisco trip, if you want to help me out, just let me know. That's all.
When are you going to San Francisco?
Seeing the Giants out there for, I think it's the 16th, that weekend, the 16th of September, something like that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, flying out Friday after work.
You and said girl?
Out. Yeah.
Already booking trips together. Look at you.
It's something that I've wanted to do. I've always wanted to go to AT&T Park. My dad's a huge Giants fan.
So who's all going?
Just me and her, but I'm going to send pictures and get him some little something.
It's almost like he'll be there.
I will be there.
Are the Cardinals playing there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know if you're going to be
working
there.
The Cardinals are out there. They haven't been out there yet this year? I thought they were out there this year.
I think it's the second last week of the season, I believe. Yeah.
Boy, that's a great ball. That's my favorite ball.
I can't wait. I want to go to that, and Pittsburgh is also one I really want to go to.
Huh. Well, that'll be a fun trip.
Yeah, that's a great ballpark in San Francisco. Oh, Pittsburgh as well. I like Pittsburgh better, Doug, because you can walk right to the ballpark. You don't have to have people escorting the seniors. They can walk.
Pittsburgh.
What do they say? They stay in downtown San Francisco, though, don't they? Which is very close to the ballpark. Don't they? I assume they do.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
It's not that close. It's a haul. I think it's a mile and a half or something, maybe two.
Pittsburgh seems a little like St. Louis to me, where it's a much nicer city than you think it's going to be when you're there. Kind of a nice place, cool place.
And I like
you think of it as an old Rust Belt city, and it's not really anymore.
Ballparks. Yeah, they're kind of having a little resurgence, aren't they?
And ballparks right on the water,
right next to Heinz Field, right?
Yeah.
Boy, the Cardinals. I just looked up the schedule for the Plow Sharks that trip. 3 in St. Louis against the Cubs, starting on the 12th in September. 4 in San Francisco. 3 in Colorado, where I feel like the Cardinals have trouble. Or maybe it's just because I hate those kind of games. And then 3 against the Cubs in Chicago. How about that stretch?
That's a long road.
That's going to be a tester, especially when they're likely going to need to be right there in the mix for that wild card spot. And they'll be playing at least one team that'll be, well, I mean, hell, everybody but the Rockies probably going to be a contender. Two series against the Cubs and four in San Francisco. That's always tough as well. It strikes me. It strikes me as such.
It's funny. Every time it looks like they just might put together a streak and make it interesting with the Cubs, you know, they kind of take a step backwards and you think, nah, it's just not going to happen this year.
It's kind of weird, though.
They had their chance here the last couple of weeks. They had a chance to make up some serious ground.
And the Royals are right there close to them in the standings. They have the same record. And the Royals are different, though. They win six in a row, then lose eight in a row. Like, the Cardinals will win four, maybe lose five. It's not quite as extreme. But I agree. Every time you think they're ready to turn a corner, they don't.
And the Cubs are as vulnerable right now as they've been all year. They've got some guys hurt. They've got four or five guys nursing injuries right now.
But did you see what Chris Bryant did last night?
Three homers and two doubles.
Crazy.
And the home runs were just bombs, upper deck jobs.
I just dropped my plastic fork.
I saw you. Then you made some sort of motion.
Yeah, I had what I call a little fit.
Well, you can use your pincers proper to eat your
I can
pineapple
feed
there.
This pineapple like Robin feed it.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Right. Doug, this is Phil. It's his first time ever calling in. He says he wants to talk to the cat.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. I give a fake name. It's Timmy the Tickler again.
Oh,
wondering why did you suspend me, Doug?
Because you're vile. You're vile.
Okay. Well, I got to ask Tim a question, so just shut up for a while. Mm. Hey, Tim.
Yes, Phil. Timmy the Tickler.
Have you ever seen those on STL Today? They have like two Bens in a car, and they talk sports and stuff.
Yes, Benjamin Hockman, Ben Fredrickson.
Yeah, what if we do two Tims in a car and we just drive around and talk like porn stars and vile stuff?
So who would the other Tim be outside of me?
Me.
Oh. Timmy the Tickler.
Doug, you want to go on that trip?
No, thank you.
Yeah, it'll be cool. We'll do like all funny stuff. You know, we'll sing. It'll be a real hit on the new page that you have, you know, when you go to the new radio station.
Why don't we add a wrinkle and call it Two Tims and a Doug?
I'm busy.
Oh, I like
why don't
that.
You just do it on your own and send it in and we'll take a look at it. I'm sure it'll be hysterical.
What is wrong with you, Doug?
Well, you're a vile person.
Yeah, but look past that. Can't you see the good in it?
No, I haven't seen any good in you yet.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How about the fact that he was able to outsmart our staff and get right back on the air? Yep. There's good in there.
Anyone who calls in gets on.
There's
the
good
air.
In there.
You think these calls are screened?
Doug.
Anybody gets on.
That's right, Doug.
Doug, you really haven't seen any good in me.
What have you done that's been good?
Well, later tonight you're going to see 7 inches.
Let him
good
down.
Oh my word.
Let him down. Timmy the Tickler's suspension just got troubled. He's now been suspended a period of 6 days' time, and I'm pulling some executive action. He is not eligible for the Llewellyn's Club Prize.
It shocked me because it definitely sounded like a Philip. He lowered his voice an octave or two.
That's what Philips sound like to you.
Yes, and it was a another Alec Ogletree incident.
Yep, it's happened to us. Mm-hmm. We've been victimized.
Can I offer this to you, Doug, in regard to Timmy the Tickler? I think to assess him as a person, you have to look to the old sitcom Chico and the Man and go to the theme song. And if I recall properly, it said something like, because there's good in everyone and a new day has begun.
Mm. Well, we haven't
does that put it in context?
We haven't seen the good yet, have we?
But there's good in everyone. So just find it.
There's probably
something
there, but we have not been exposed to it. He's just vile for vile's sake. That's all.
Showed a lot of want to get right back on the air.
Showed a lot of want to. All I did is dial the phone again. That's all it takes.
Hey, guys, love the show. Please murder Timmy the Tickler. Thanks.
Yep. 314.
Whenever Timmy the Tickler calls in, my iPhone complains of burning when it urinates. Thanks, the Bounce House Man Blouse. Doug, I'm going to give that text of the day.
All right.
That's a free roast beef sandwich. At Lion's Choice. Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Mike, hello. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, that was his 100th call of the morning, Tim.
Oh, and now he's not there. Like we screen the calls or something. We have an open door policy. We are a borderless radio station. All are welcome. few venture in.
I like where we are, though.
Some are deported.
Yeah, but you know what? We're a cross-section of America. And the folks that listen to the show, I know you get sideways with some. I get sideways with some. But we're all great Americans, and we should celebrate
all
that.
Patriots. They're not very patriotic over in England. It's been a rough 7 days. Mm-hmm. First Brexit, and now there is some kind of hope that they can do a do-over. I don't know if that's going to happen. But then yesterday, the English soccer team took on Iceland. And they were a heavy favorite. Unfortunately for England, it didn't go well. Game tied at one, and here is the Icelandic play-by-play call.
Oh, good.
Gekk Danni Rós og Jói sem er setið kunna Gylfa. Gylfi í fyrsta, Jóta og Kolbeinn. Kolbeinn, með skor! Yeah! Við erum komnir yfir! Við erum komnir yfir! Hér í nýs! Kolbeinn Sigtorsson með fyrsta markið sitt á EM! En ekki það síðasta Ísland 2 England 1 Heldur þau myndu einhvern tímann heyra þetta Ísland 2 Ég endur tek Ísland 2 England 1 Það eru ekki 20 mínútur liðnar hér Í nýs
That same thing happens to me with my voice If I have a mishap with my zipper and my
Oh yeah And they beat England?
They did, 2-1 your final. This was the reaction of former England manager Steve McLaren reacting.
It's been the perfect response. You'd think that no problem, start again, keep dominating, keep getting pressure on the Iceland back four. The only thing that they have got is the big boy up front, Sigurdsson, who really, Sigþórsson.
Oh, my word.
Oh.
Tell us, talk us through that, Steve. I think we know what's happened, but talk us through it.
Oh, just saying. Sigþórsson is the only real threat. Every time they're winning the ball, they're playing the ball into him and he's causing problems. Smalling, he's not dealing with him very well.
How can a country the size of Iceland, whose population is less than the city of St. Louis, how can they beat England in soccer and the U.S. struggles with every country that they play against?
Well, because of Brexit.
Right. Brexit's got nothing to do with it.
No, you don't understand politics.
We've got every kid in this country grows up, and the first sport they play is soccer. Almost everybody nowadays, anyway. Third largest population of any country in the world, and we're ranked like 32nd in the world in soccer. How is this possible?
Hold somebody accountable real quick.
Who? Sepp Blatter? Who do you hold accountable? It's just kind of crazy that we're not any better in soccer than that.
I blame Kyle Rowe Jr.
He kind of started it all, didn't he?
Yeah, but didn't finish it.
My chest.
I mean, you'd think that we could put together 11, 12 players or something with all the people, with all the millions of kids playing soccer in this country and it's not really competitive at all nationally or internationally, rather.
Brexit.
Also, over in the U.K., do you like that, the U.K.? Do you like England? Do you like Great Britain? What do you say?
I say England.
But I mean, that's not really accurate.
Well, this didn't happen in England?
Well, that did. But I mean, like, the U.K. includes...
If you're talking about all of them.
Right, right.
Okay.
So what do you got?
Doug, British swingers are escaping Brexit with a sex cruise off the Canary Islands. It's a 3-hour tour on a catamaran called Sexcursions, and it has the capacity to hold 10 couples at a time.
Didn't Timberpick put that together?
I think he probably does stuff at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like Lake Carlisle.
Like on a pontoon boat, probably.
Back of a cigarette boat. Doug, tensions are sky high in Britain thanks to the stresses of Brexit. But the hornier half of the population, like that, but the hornier...
What's the publication that comes from?
Maxim magazine, which I don't even know if it's a magazine. It might just be strictly on... Is it still a magazine, the Sea Monster? This is from the desk of the Sea Monster.
I'm not sure. I'll check that out for you.
Very nice.
It's not a magazine. It's only online. Then it's, what, a website, right?
Even better, the sex-soaked sojourns. Oh, wonderful alliteration.
Soaked?
The sex-soaked sojourns are incredibly budget-friendly. Definitely a plus when your currency's in the toilet. At supposedly only $40 per couple for a 3-hour ride. They included that in the copy. That's wonderful.
Okay.
According to the UK Daily Star, UK has a lot of those papers that are questionable in their credibility. DailyMail.co.uk, a source of a number of our stories.
Right.
The Sexcursions, which depart from Gran Canaria?
Gran Canaria Island?
Take place aboard a catamaran called Free Spirit, where guests can go at it in a specially made playroom, which has the capacity for 10 couples at a time. The price of admission even includes a buffet of chicken salad.
Oh, well, you know. What else?
A bar stocked with sangria, vodka, and beer. The trips run every Saturday. They're being advertised on UK sex sites, which are now also promoting another steamy ship, which has dungeon masters on the payroll to teach vacationers how to get kinky in bed. At about $4,000 per week-long cruise, however, it's not nearly as Brexit-friendly, Doug.
What makes it Brexit-friendly?
Because it's inexpensive. $40 per couple to go on the catamaran.
Well, catamaran isn't very big, isn't it?
Yeah, how can you hold 10 people and have a whole room and have chicken salad?
It's a buffet that just has chicken salad.
For sure.
As far as the eye can see.
Not much of a buffet in my mind.
Isn't it kind of wild, though, the parallels? I think they're parallels anyway. So they have this big vote in England, and they vote to leave the Union. Mm-hmm. And then there's a huge backlash, and then they want to say that didn't count, kind of like we see with the Trump thing here.
The people who lost the election say it didn't count.
Right, but so now a lot of people that feel this is terrible for England and for the global economy. And now with Trump, you know, winning the Republic, we should redo it. I think there's parallels to it. Well, these massive votes where the people have spoken and people want to undo.
Well, anytime the vote is as close as something like that was, it was like 51% to 49%, wasn't it? You're going to have an awful lot of people saying, let's do it again. You're going to have almost half the people saying, that's not fair, do it again. But they just did it.
I don't even think they're saying it's not fair. They're saying it's not good for England. Let's redo it.
Well, I've heard people say it's just for the short term. The markets have fallen apart because the market hates uncertainty.
I've heard that too.
And that it won't have that much of a long-term effect of damaging our stock market.
I like saying Brexit, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Kind of fun. And it pretty much gets down to immigration is what they're fighting. To be told that they have to accept thousands and thousands more immigrants.
I also heard that there were regulations being handed down by the European Union in regard to like how much tea they can have or how they, like it was going overboard with the intrusion into daily life.
Yeah.
Doug, the best athletes play football and basketball in this country. Imagine if Bron Bron and Cammy Nunu played soccer instead. That's from the Barnhart Brawl.
I understand that. I get that completely, but you're only talking about a very small number of people that are our premier athletes in the other sports.
Imagine if some of the poker players would play.
You'd think there would be enough to go around.
So you're saying it's up to the sports talk hosts across America to get together, form a team, and save American soccer.
I'm saying it's really one of the only sports where we're really into it a lot and that we're not highly competitive with the rest of the world.
I do think the best athletes play soccer as youngsters and then go into other sports. I agree we still should be competitive, but if you do lose your best athletes to other sports.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that with your lips when you make a point like that. You pursed your lips.
It underscored my point.
Yeah, good.
Like, it's unfortunate.
Again, Iceland has fewer people than the city of St. Louis, and they're still able to put together a team?
Right, but England was facing Brexit. Goes back
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
It's weighing heavily on
the soccer players.
Doug, Bertarelli Cutlery is a sponsor of this program, and you mm-hmm. know them and you love them. Please tell the audience how they can know and love them.
I know them well, I love them well.
Nice.
They're located down there on the Marconi on the hill, and what they do is sharpen. I mean, these people are sharpening fiends. They'll sharpen everything you got, mostly knives. And they sharpen knives for the finest kitchens, restaurants all over town. Anybody that needs a knife sharpened, this is where they go, to Bertarelli Cutlery. I've been there, and I've seen they have a small little warehouse, And they've got boxes full of all the knives from every good restaurant in town because they trust them. They trust Bertarelli Cutlery. Nobody does it like Bertarelli Cutlery does. And so if any kitchen tool or gadget, gizmo that you might have that you'd like to recondition a little bit, get it sharpened up, or if you just want to buy new, Bertarelli Cutlery has that as well. They have a fabulous retail showroom right out front. They got a wide array of sharpening solutions for every kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and so much more. They service all major brands of food prep equipment, so anything you have, if it's not working, take it to Bertarelli. They'll get it going. So go visit them on the hill and check out the showroom. And here's something else.
What?
If you mention us, you receive one free knife sharpener with a $5 in-store purchase. All you got to do is buy something for $5, and you get one free knife sharpening. That's Bertarelli Cutlery on the hill.
Bertarelli Cutlery, sponsor of the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week every Friday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It'll be a three-day weekend for the show. Unless you guys want to come in and do the show on Monday, 4th
sure.
of July.
Sure.
You want to come in and just kind of give takes on the Cardinals and Brewers?
Absolutely.
All right. Kat, what about you?
Yeah, I want to do an extra show if I can.
Yeah.
I got so many hot takes and I'm just trying to shed.
There's no time to get them out in the open there when we've only got 3 hours.
I mean, except for that real dead spot in the 7 o'clock hour. I probably should have dropped a few there.
We've got time right now if you have something to shed.
Well, we don't, because this is where we kind of get ready for email of the day,
right?
And just have long pauses.
We're in the prep phase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Prep phase for email of the day. It's coming up. Right. Doug, Sailor Jerry. Do you know about Sailor Jerry?
I do. All I wish is that we'd clean up the language a little bit.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a phrase in there that kind of, I don't know how to explain that to
Greg
under 18.
Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins' undisputed father, the old school tattoo, a Navy vet who built his rep, inking soldiers and sailors in World War II era Honolulu, a true American icon, and a stubborn son of a bitch.
See, that's the part that I really struggle with.
Who never compromised his standards or ideals. They make their rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is made the old school way, 92 proof, bold, and smooth as hell. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So language a little salty, but I guess
salty guy.
Yeah.
Sailor Jerry was. Well, I guess we only have one choice now, and that's to do the email of the day. Giving away a free club fitting from Golfsmith for today's email of the day. Morn. Just curious if you T-boys were able to get those sweaty dingle pickers on the latest issue of Wiffle Boy Whore Quarterly.
Mm-mm.
It packs in a wonderful pictorial how-to guide on how to choose a wiffle ball batting stance that both yields a wide base but still gives off the vibe that you're down to bottom. Also in this issue...
Down in the bottom of the order.
Just says down to bottom. Also in this issue, a wonderful guide on the best wiffle ball pitching grips that allow for both a downplane two-seamer, but also one that yields a smooth entry into a ladyboy's back clam for
okay.
a cute prostate tickle session.
That's enough.
Think about it, Timmy Walters.
Timmy Walters, for salty language, has been suspended. He has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, Llewellyns.
Hey. Morning again. What the DMLI lacks in general knowledge of the radio industry, it makes up for with an incompetently arrogant approach to doing business. So with that said, let's shake things up at the new station, Tim. Number one, electricity. And by that, we mean forcing each time slot to split all utility bills of the station and locking out until they comply.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, show chemistry. Now, this is entirely overrated and unnecessary for a show to be successful. We suggest teaming Frank up with Jay Jr. for a show titled Paisano and Piggies, which will center around Jay sucking selected items from Kimmel's dinner menu off the feet of divorced women from Dubo.
Not bad. That's got some legs.
Number three, being wacky. You and I both know that a station needs cheap, transparent tactics to gain notoriety. Look how successful our stripper pole dancing during live broadcast worked out. We almost broke even that week. With that said, on Tuesdays, all station programming will run from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Think about how great it will be to talk to Timberfake before he goes on his 12-hour coke binge rather than after when he's starting to come down. Thanks. It comes from the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute.
Dan Marshall Leadership Institute.
This is a school?
Well, it's more of a university.
Yeah, university, I think. Academy, really.
Boy Piggies, prep school. Congratulations to Tim on another great show. I believe the 7:10 start time is a new career high. Congratulations to Cap because he's in local TV. Congratulations to Doug because with his work on the TV yesterday, he officially unconstipated my caboose juice. Maybe later I can return the favor as we sword fight with my tranny parts. Take it under consideration, my dirty little butt pal.
Okay, that's enough. Who?
Dr. Woody Bender.
Dr. Woody Bender has been suspended. He's probably wondering, how long? Well, period of 2 days' time. Llewellyn's blah, blah, blah.
Guys, Plops here. What the hell's going on? I jump in around 7:30 to hear my weekly WWE recap, and this is what I get doused with. Hey, Kat, is HGH still illegal in Major League Baseball? Yes, Larry, it is. Okay, well, remember Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit? They died from taking steroids. For the love of God, Chris Benoit was involved in one of the most well-known murder-suicides of all time. He almost had it right. Chris Benoit is, in fact, deceased, but whatever. Details, schmetails. FYI, clear a spot in the captain's log for tomorrow around 8. I'll be calling in to give a report on Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, who, as you know, died from getting stung by bees. Just like poor Thomas J. His glasses! He lost his glasses! Thanks, Misty Plops. Doug, that's Anna. Is it Anna Schlumsky or Anna Klumsky? Do you say Schlumsky or do you say Klumsky? And it was from My Girl in 1991.
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't see the picture.
Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
You know who played the role of Thomas J? Macaulay Culkin. Wonderful.
Okay.
Stung by bees.
He got stung in the movie, did he?
Mm-hmm. Passed away.
Well, that'll happen if you're allergic.
Oh, Thomas J was. And he didn't have his glasses on. Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. He bulked up, but he played the caring father.
Oh, did he? Okay. You mean mug Doug after that. Like, you got a problem with that?
No. Doug, let's get together. And I think the last name was it Veda...
Veda Pinson. Cincinnati Reds.
Veda Blue?
Later with the Cardinals. Veda Pinson. Pretty good outfielder. Really good outfielder.
He was good, yeah.
Her name was like Veda Snagglepuss or something like that.
Oh. Maybe we're thinking about different people.
Yeah, I think so. Doug, let's get together tonight. I'll pour us a couple glasses of wine, dim the lights, put some Al Green on the turntables, slide off those silk panties, and make you show me that tight Jackie O face. Centrally yours, a hipster of Tower Grove South.
I didn't care for it.
Well, you laughed.
Hipster,
so
that was you laughing.
Marks.
Hipster, Tower
Play
Grove.
Play the tape back.
South.
You laughed. Liar.
Hey, boys. Wedding season is upon us, and I need to let these millennials know the rules. Number one, showers are for broads. The women invented the couple shower because the event is so boring that they wanted you to suffer, too. I have never been to a couple shower. Very proud of that.
I don't think I have either.
It was kind of something that my generation ushered in.
I didn't know that they existed.
So definitely my generation.
Your wife picks out everything, you get nothing, and you stand there and go, great, we needed that
Mary
baby.
Joseph.
I think it's turned into more of just a party. The girls sit there and they open the gifts and the guys have a beer and talk. I don't think it's as horrible as all that.
I don't know. Plowhawk, have you been to one of those? You might be in the range where you
could don't think the guys sit around and clap because they love the China pattern.
It's
or
just
something.
One of those. It's like when one-year-olds have birthday parties. You're just going, what in the world?
I've been to a...
Everybody just gets drunk, and I'm like, God, is it this bad?
Shower slash diaper party, where the shower is upstairs, diaper party is downstairs.
What?
That's the only one that's similar to what you're talking about, Tim, if that works.
Yeah, let's just move on from that, because that's going to bring
about... What are you talking about? This is for a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. Man. Yeah.
A diaper party, man. I don't know what else to say, dude.
All right.
Clip that off. Clip yourself off. Diaper party, man. I don't know what else to say, dude.
It was just kind of a weird... Yeah. It was kind of that.
Well, people give them diapers so they have a stash for the baby.
Yeah.
That's...
All right. I just had not heard of that.
Ah! Number two. You need to have just a wedding ceremony, no mass. If I want to go to church, I would. I don't need some guy up there who's never married telling me about marriage.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
There is a little irony in the whole deal.
Yeah,
never thought of that.
Yeah, no, I have a lot.
And they're counselors, too, with it.
Number three, take your pictures before the ceremony so we don't have 10 hours between the service and the reception. It's not bad luck to see your bride before the ceremony. The divorce rate's nearly 50%, so it's bad luck to get married. This is Stephen Wildwood, Doug. He's just not high on this marriage thing, even though he's been married for a long time.
Well, sure.
Number four, do not close the bar during dinner. We are giving up a precious Friday or Saturday night to watch you two enter into the worst contract you could ever sign. We want to get hammered. Number five, do not get a DJ. Spring for a live band. We don't need some douche up there announcing the groomsmen and bridesmaids are playing the electric slide in the Macarena. Number six, finally two people speak at the reception. The person who's paying for the wedding and the best man. Don't send some broad there who is drunk and babbling and crying for 10 minutes without any semblance of a point. Keep it short, concise, and let us get back to drinking. Hmm. Thanks in advance.
Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood. I'm all for shaving cost in that. I think it's crazy to spend $50,000 on a wedding when
and you don't even have to do this with three young boys.
Instead, you could start a business. You could help them buy a home or something, as opposed to $50,000 for a party that lasts 3 or 4 hours.
It's important to post that stuff on Facebook. It's important for your future.
I guess.
I agree with it.
The girls all want it. They want the huge wedding, most girls anyway. Most guys would kind of do whatever, I think.
My brother's wedding's a week from Sunday, and there'll be 13 people there.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Both immediate families.
Yeah, well, you got to include the immediate family, but I don't think it's necessary to spend $40,000 or $50,000 or even more on a wedding. To me, that doesn't make sense.
Although I will say my wedding was very fun. The ceremony and the after thing was very fun. Because it was in Vegas.
It's fun and it's memorable and all that.
You're saying the juice ain't worth the squeeze on $50,000, baby.
Well, you know, it's gotten to be so much money, I think the couple would be better off if they were given a down payment on a home or money to buy a business or something.
Well, we were comped because it was Vegas. We were comped.
Oh, because you're a
big roller. Right. Play the slots for a dollar.
This is from The Mind of Cucky, Volume 1. There was a storm brewing on Sattersbin. Jackie's Holes had just shipped themselves into the ship to face a mystery wiffle squad. Mm-hmm. Then they appeared. Hillary Clinton playing left field, the homeless gent playing the hot corner, and none other than Stan Kroenke pitching. The battle waged for 7 strong innings. Tim obviously raked the whole game, and the Holes were up by 3 with 1 out to go. Bases juiced and Kroenke at bat. Tim's brother was tired from the team making him pitch all day. "I'll take the balls," said Vaughn as he took off his Lane Bryant cat-eye women's sunglasses.
They weren't cat-eye. Might have been from Lane Bryant.
How you doing, Frank? Said Stan. I thought, isn't it Frank?
Frank, how you doing?
My name is Dougie Tuna, said Dougie Tuna. Strike one, strike two. Then Vaughn took his arm past his allotted 85-degree angle and threw the pitch of his life. That was it. Kroenke went down swinging. His big old hog in Doug's face because he actually hit a grand salami to win the game. Better luck next year, Cucky Boy of House Twink.
I don't like that story.
Cucky Boy of House Twink.
I wanted a happy ending.
I did too.
Well, it did. Doug got Stan Kroenke's love in his
face. No.
Depends on what you're looking for out of the story.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for that.
Hey, Tim, after some audio forensics on yesterday's show, you said, and I quote, "Anything is possible on this show." I thought I'd throw together a quick list of seemingly impossible things for this show. Number one, Big Al cannot call in and talk about something other than himself. He called in yesterday just to tell your whole audience how to sneak into the Cardinal clubhouse after a game. Number two, no one other than Mike Lee can win this Llewellyn spring training trip. He literally has 34 entries. Number three, I guess it's impossible to stop traffic noise from bleeding into the studios because holy hell, Hampton sounded busy this ma'am. And did I hear a sales meeting going on during email of the day yesterday? Number four, Larry Nichols' top 5 countries will never feature 5 actual countries. It will always feature a Middle Eastern city and or a somewhat obscure Jewish sitcom actor. Jewish sitcom actor Paul Reiser seems to be a regular.
Gotten in there, yeah.
All that being said, this thing still runs like a well-oiled machine. Hey, gotta go. My hoodie tickets just came in the mail. Matt, who bowls at Hanks?
Matt, who bowls at Hanks?
I like that one.
Dear Diary, I'm in love with a hot guy old enough to be my father. At first, I'm afraid. I was petrified. A male version of Jackie O right by my side. I should have left that porta potty when he started nudging on me because it was goodbye. See you later to my virginity. I said no. I can't take no more. In 2 minutes, I was his, the St. Francis Park slutty man whore.
That's to the tune of I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor. I think you missed an opportunity to sing it, boy.
I like to recite it, kind of like most deaf poetry, Doug.
Yeah.
That's Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Oh. Injun Joe's.
I think it cost him a check mark, Tim.
You think so?
Cave Ride Magic Man.
Morning, boys. Oh, what a time it was on Sattersby. The Wentzville Jackwagons went undefeated in spirit wins. Doug wore women's sunglasses.
They weren't women's sunglasses.
Timber Fakes swung and missed about 27 times in a row. That part is true. Cucky's half shirt got me at half mast. Weezer and White Collar Gangster were throwing some gas, but this all fell to the wayside because something magical happened. People will ask for decades to come, where were you when you saw the two twinks bat flip to the moon after hitting the wiffle ball halfway across Francis Park? From now on, caller Adam and I would be recognized as the Bat Flip Brothers. Eat your heart out, Jose Bautista. Thanks, Ray King. Mm.
Ray King.
He had a bat flip. I guess caller Adam did too.
There's the traffic again, picking up on Hampton.
Soundproofing's overrated.
Let's see. Why was strawberry pie not discussed more on the program today? Timmy, are we sideways? Who is this? Barnhart Brawler. Why would I be sideways with the Barnhart Brawler?
What's strawberry pie? Did I miss something?
I don't know. Anybody know?
Am I missing? Oh, Brexit. It's another name for Brexit.
Last night on the fan pee, I was catching all kinds of grief for liking strawberry pie, and I need you whites to settle the score. Doug, come over to Grammy's sometime, and she'll make us a delicious strawberry pie. Doug, have you ever had a strawberry pie, boy?
That's not like a regular offering, right? Strawberry pie?
Seems like it'd be a good treat.
Maybe he's onto something.
I don't think I've ever had
it. Is this code for something? I feel like it could be getting duped by the brawler.
Yeah. Maybe this is the left and right coming together over delicious strawberry pie. You see, there's common ground.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust him.
Speaking of pie, Doug, let's roleplay. You be a pie and I'll be a crappy emailer who comes up with stupid roleplay jokes and neither of us will laugh because they aren't funny and you're a pie and pies can't laugh. Cool, babes? Do good, avoid evil. The Barnhart Brawler.
Barnhart Brawler.
And then finally, morning boys, as I sit here watching my kids at swim practice, I think of geriatric morning show hosts wearing a Speedo with water dripping from his taut, rewarding body. And then I think about what it would be like to put on a Speedo myself and play a mad game of wiener tag with said host. Can we make this happen? Thanks, Brian, formerly in Lime.
Brian, formerly in Lime.
Glad you squeezed that one in, Tim.
It was very important. I like to try and end on a quick one, and I did, you know.
Yeah. I think there were a couple of good ones. The one that caught my attention, Matt, who bowls at Hanks. I'm going with Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
I'm not. I'm going with Dan Marshall's Leadership Institute.
I am as well, and I think that's two in a row for the DMLI. Is that right? These are just tips.
Making a late rush.
These are just tips on operating KFNS, but I don't believe he can win mathematically.
Mathematically, now it's down to Cucky and Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
And that's interesting because does DMLI, despite not winning June, carry over this momentum into July?
No, because it's going to be hard to come up with that genre of email, so I think he's probably done.
I don't know. After I think two. There's all kinds of business tips you could impart on us.
No, I've learned a lot. All right, it's time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano's award-winning presentation, the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That comes your way next from 10 to noon. Friendly reminder, if you're looking for a place to go for flooring, whether you're a builder, contractor, or you're just a do-it-yourselfer, doesn't matter, Michael's Flooring Outlet. They have four great locations to visit. A huge new showroom at their St. Peter's location. In St. Charles County, they have one. In West County, they have one. In North County, they have one. In Darden Prairie, they have one. They're great for everyone. They're perfect for the do-it-yourselfers or the contractors. There's so many things that go into a purchase, but go to the others first and then come to Michael's. And I know you'll see the difference. When you think of Michael's, you think local. Michael's has been local in St. Louis for over 20 years. It's Michael's Flooring Outlet online, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. Frank's up next for Clayton, for the Plow Royal, for our intern, Nolan Ryan, for my brother, Kevin, for the Seamaster, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Sullivan, I'm Tim McCurdy, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and Inside Sales.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.